Karen, I know you're hiding this somewhere. One of the challenges that I think Karen faces as she comes to bring us the children's talk, come on, one of the challenges that she faces is that she does such a good job that each time it's quite something to top that.
Doug's going to be talking about secrets. Lots of secrets. You know what a secret is? You know what a secret is?
Yeah.
A surprise. Kind of a surprise, yep. Something special. So, I used to have a secret box when I was much younger, when I was a kid. still a kid. And I would put special things into it. And I would keep them secret from who do you think would want to look in my box? My parents? My sisters always want to look in my box and see what was set there. So what do you think sort of things I'd keep in my special box, my secret box? Cats? All sorts of things. So I couldn't find my secret box because I got it in such a secret place and haven't looked at it. Oh well, so I made a new secret box. So in this box, what do you think is in the box? There's you tell me what's or you tell everyone.
An
elephant. Yeah, he's pretty cool. He comes from Africa. Oh, there's special shell, a necklace, and I did find this from when I was little. I obviously liked horses. So horse stickers. And I have another little note in here as well. So, do you want to have a wee read of the note? Right, Colossians 1 verse 27, and that is part of the message that Doug is giving. I'm just going to read, I'm not going to read verse 27, I'm going to read verse 26. And it says, this message was kept secret for centuries and generations past, for ages and ages. But now, this secret has been revealed to God's people. Who are God's people? Us, yep. Right, so I have a secret hidden somewhere around here. So I was wondering if you guys can help me look for the secret. So what you're looking for is a piece of paper. Well, there's actually two of them. That is folded up like this, and it has a special ribbon around the outside. Do you want to see if you can find it? It's somewhere between here and you. Come and have a look. There's nothing there, are you sure? How about you go and have a wee look over that way? Have a look on the piano. Will, can you see anything on the piano?
Down?
Oh, you found one. Okay, there's one more. Hayden, do you want to come over and you see if you can find one? This one's a little bit harder. Okay, you look. There's a special tin down there. There's another special tin. You have a wee look by the special tin. Come this way. Have a look. Stop. Turn your head. Have a look there. special tin by the captain. It doesn't look like a piece of paper, it looks, but it's got a ribbon around it. Can you see it? Can you see it? Can you see it? Okay. It sort of looks like a cup. Right, do you want to undo the ribbon? Can you undo the ribbon? I want to see if you can tell me what the secret is. You better show everyone what that looks like. What does that say?
Letters.
That's letters? Okay, the secret letters. What does yours say, Rob? It's just got letters too, doesn't it? You turn it around and show everyone in the front. So, I've got a secret. It's so secret that we can't read it. That's terrible. What happens if you put them together? They'll make a word? Okay, so if Will holds that and you want to put that over the top, what does it say now? Christ lives in you. Excellent. That's a pretty cool secret. But do you think it is a secret? No. So one of the verses that says, Colossians 1 verse 27 said, God wanted them, or us, to know the riches and glory of Christ too. And this is the secret. Christ lives in you. This gives you the assurance of sharing his glory. Now, if Christ lives in you, you know when we had these two pieces of paper apart? It didn't make any sense, did it? Okay? So when we put it together, it suddenly makes sense. And sometimes a secret is like that. God told, had half his, well, part of the secret people knew, but part of the secret they didn't know. So, God has now shown us that he lives in us, and it is such a secret that it doesn't need to be a secret anymore. So, this week, remember, some secrets are made to be told, to tell other people. And one of them is that Christ lives in you. It's pretty cool. Right. Thank you very much, Will.
That was a good homily. That was a great homily. You can keep the ribbon if you want.
Right. So, I'll just read the verses again, if that's okay. So, the verses are, for everyone that didn't get the entire thing. God has given me the responsibility of serving his church by proclaiming his entire message to you. This message was kept secret for centuries and generations past, but now it has been revealed to God's people. For God wanted them to know that the riches and glory of Christ is for you Gentiles too. And this is the secret. What's the secret? Christ lives in you. This gives you the assurance of sharing his glory.
Just before you go, let's pray for you, shall we? God, we thank you for each of these little ones. And thank you for the incredible thing that has happened when Jesus has come, that he might spread his love and might share his love and talk about his love even to these little ones. So we pray for your blessing on them. Give them understanding, give them wisdom. And as they care for in the next few minutes, may they have a really good time learning about you. Amen. Amen.